You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, it does include a bar, so probably.
Have you seen pictures of this thing?
It is unbelievable. $16.5 million at Hermosa Beach. It's a mansion.
But it's not $16.5 million for the weekend.
Is no. It? No. That's the value of the house. But they converted it into a draft war room. It's 9,150 square feet. It has a game room, a lounge. It has views of the Pacific Ocean. And it has a pool, a covered bar, and patio. And again, since 2021, they have not drafted inside of their headquarters. They have been taking off-site facilities where they go ahead and have their draft war rooms at.
Okay, let me bounce a couple things off you. Give me some answers. Number one, why?
I don't think it's a bad idea.
I didn't say it was a bad idea.
I have two ideas.
Why?
Probably sponsored. Probably sponsored, right? Don't we were looking at it.
I mean, they do have a business's logo and name in blow-up pool floaties.
Yes. So probably sponsored. Probably didn't have to pay a whole lot for it.
McVay right? Going to be in the pool during the draft?
I would.
I mean, you gotta,
do we not forget when Bill Belichick once put his dog in front of the camera?
You have ocean views. What if you're looking at the ocean and you miss your pick?
Well, I mean, they might. This is the first year that they've had a first round pick since Jared Goff.
This just screams, "Hi, we're the NFL. We make way too much money."
Wasn't it Jerry Jones that did a draft on his yacht?
Yeah, in 2020.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Why wouldn't you?
Why would you? Good Lord, man.
Why not make it into a party? Have some fun. It's like, what? Do you, when you do your fantasy drafts, how do you do those?
Sitting on my couch by myself on the computer.
How many times do you see people go to a restaurant or have a party at somebody's house and do that? That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
They've added the fantasy element to it. And if you get a chance, look at the house that these guys are in.
I mean, good Lord. I mean, could the NFL just flaunt it anymore? Hi, we're terribly successful. Look at us.
But if you're the Rams, why wouldn't
Brazil.
You? It's very Hollywood, isn't it? What they're doing is very Hollywood. And they're Hollywood's team, aren't they?
Okay.
I mean, there's literally palm trees in the backyard of this place.
The pool looks amazing.
Yeah.
They should make their pick from the pool.
Does that mean they're going to be going to do a better job scouting? By the way, if you're going to turn it into your draft thing, you got to rent the place for like 2 weeks, right? You got to have your whole...
Oh yeah,
IT
well you should
team
see
they're setting it all up, don't you?
They have a Rams room, don't they? The game room is like a Rams room.
They have a specific Rams room, which I don't know why. There's three lockers that are in there with like Rams gear, which I don't know why you would be, you know, rolling that
it's
out.
It's LA, anything goes.
Sure, but
and just think, this all could have been here if the Rams would have just stayed in Cleveland. Where would they have been?
No, we had to send Bob Waterfield out to LA.
Where would we have had it if it was here?
I think there's a fine facility in Berea.
Oh, you're just so practical. You're so practical.
I'm sorry.
Are you really going to go down this road?
I wish I were a really rich guy and could go ahead and get an Airbnb to have the draft in. But you don't become really, really rich guys by throwing money away, do you?
No, that's why I'm telling you, I'm looking
you think
at this.
Sponsored?
I think it's sponsored. I don't think they're paying a dime for it. Or if they are, they're
maybe
just...
Maybe that's true.
That's the way to do it.
All right, maybe that's
true. Play the guitar on the MTV, and then all of a sudden you're on the NFL draft. Same thing. Play the draft game on the NFL Network. It's just the way I see it.
All right.
What are you doing for the draft? How are you going to do this tonight? We've got basketball tonight.
I will be flipping the NFL from draft. The Cavs to the draft during timeouts.
Mac?
I'm going to have the Cavs game on my TV, and then I'll be following along on social media because 9 times out of 10, that's where the pick gets made first anyway. But I end up, I'll probably have that fired up, and then a few friends of mine are going to hop on Zoom.
You're going to do a Zoom
call.
What
does that mean? You're going to like talk about it on Zoom?
Yeah. Just hang out.
Why wouldn't you record it and throw it back out as a podcast?
I might at that point.
I mean, everyone's their own TV star now. What's the difference?
Yeah, right.
I bet you get better ratings at some of the shows that we're going to see tonight. Especially if you swear a little bit. Oh, you're all in. Did you see those knuckleheads in Cleveland, what they were doing?
They said nasty words. That's good TV.
Yeah, I think I'm just kind of locked in. I'm locked into the Cavs tonight, and then I'll flip back over. I'll go back and forth. Do we have our choice between ESPN and NFL Network again? I think NFL Network does a nice job.
I agree.
I much prefer the NFL Network.
Yeah, I do too. It doesn't feel like it's ESPN uses their College Game Day crew, don't they?
Not only does ESPN have ESPN, they also have ABC tonight. Two different crews. They're not doing the same crew on both ABC and ESPN.
Oh, so they're doing two different. Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yep.
That's why it's much easier to go to NFL Network. I'll watch Chris.
And there's the much more informed NFL Network.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'll probably go NFL. I will go NFL Network. There's no question. I'll be watching
that.
I will too. But I do think it does make you decide. I know we'll get this, picture-in-picture, or two TVs next to each other, or, you know, guys, you can split the screen and watch this, or you can watch one on your computer and do the other. That's what you're doing. Mac is, like, glowing over here.
I have his ability.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch a replay of the Guardians game on my phone, and then I will watch the Cavs game on my TV, and then I'll watch the NFL draft. I'll put that on my computer. Is that what you're going to do?
I have dual monitors on my computer at home, so I'll have the draft on one TV, has the Cavs game up.
Wall Street on the other, right?
Of course.
Even though it'll be close.
Mac is in his 20s and single, in case you were curious.
James is in East Cleveland. Hello, James.
James.
Hey. Morning, fellas.
What's up with you?
Just driving to work. I tell you what, I had a hard time finding the Cavs game.
You're breaking up, James. James, say it again. You were breaking up. You had a hard time, Cavs.
I had a hard time getting the Cavs game on TV the other night. I got a hard enough time getting the Tribe on. So I was watching some NHL playoffs. That's been pretty good. And then tonight I'll probably have the draft on just because it's accessible. But I tell you, fellas, when the Browns ain't got an early pick, there's just no juice for me. I don't know how you guys feel, but it just doesn't have the same amount of juice when the Browns aren't picking high.
Amen, brother, man. I feel the same way. Do you know how many years we've sat behind these microphones and talked about the draft for months?
And by the way, I don't miss it. I don't either.
It,
you know, and because everybody's got an opinion. We never pick the right guy, you know, or at least that's what they say. And then you get yourself excited all off season to see this guy. And then I hate to say it, but in the last 20, 25 years, how many of those guys have really, really panned out to be, you know, and there's some sure, but I'd rather have a good playoff team like we got now and worry about football during football season.
There you go. James, what position do you want? I can't give you a name. I don't know anybody in their right mind that can give you a name on who the Browns are going to take. But I can tell you positionally where I think they should be looking. What do you think?
I mean, I think a lot of guys would tell you a receiver. And certainly I think with this pass-heavy attack we're going into, I think getting a receiver would be good at some point. But I really think we should invest as many picks as we can on defense, on the defensive line, and I know Andrew Berry doesn't value linebackers super highly, but get some linebackers, get some defensive linemen in there because you can never have enough of those guys. You know, it's all about having a high motor. So the fresher legs, the fresher team at the end of the game, if you're able to get just a little, get to the quarterback a little bit quicker, or slow those receivers or tight ends down just a little bit more, I think you're going to be good. And I think if you look at the obviously Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, but if you look at that Chiefs team, I mean, their defensive line, eight guys alive in the playoffs. I mean, they only scored what, 17 points against Baltimore.
There you go. And that's a Schwartz kind of defense that you're explaining. I'm with you on linebacker. Like I know people want to see them draft a wide receiver. I think that's a sexy pick if there's one there at 54.
But there will be plenty there.
Plenty of wide receivers?
Yep. I've seen mock drafts that have like five wide receivers going in the first round, as many as eight in some of these mock drafts. You know, there are only 32 picks. Quarter of them would be first-round wide receivers. Some of these guys are going to slide, perhaps, and there's depth at that position. There will be a good wide receiver on the board at 54 if the Browns want to take him.
I'm rooting for all quarterbacks to go in the first round. Let's see 32 quarterbacks get drafted in the first round. That'll push everything back to the Browns to the second.
I don't know that that'll be likely.
Why not? Anything can happen, Jeff.
Let's go with that, Andy.
When you live in my fantasy land,
let's go with that.
Anything can happen. No, I still, you know, I hope that there's I want them to go defense. Like, I'm still stung by the number of points they gave up to Houston in the playoff game. I think they need help there. But I think it's all depth. It's all depth help. I don't know that you're necessarily looking at a guy, unless they have him rated as a first rounder, who they might pick at 54. That's going to have an instant. I'm not expecting any impact player, immediate impact player from the Browns throughout this draft. And maybe perhaps they'll take those sevens, they'll pair them up and try to move up, or take the sevens and, you know, throw that in with the six and maybe even try to move. And then you're completely done. Then you're done middays. Then are you working the draft this weekend, Mike?
I am working Friday night.
Oh, Friday night. You don't have to work Saturday.
No.
Like, the folks that are working Saturday are all like, man, I hope they get rid of those late picks so we don't have to stick around all day. Because we're talking about sixth and seventh round picks. What are you going to do there? Take a kicker?
Veteran talent. Make some trades.
Again, though, I look at those sixth and seventh round picks, and you're talking about guys that have been that have played college football, probably are going to be players that have been there for an extra year, have hit the transfer portal, and, you know, weren't guys that were looking at NIL money. That, and we're talking about seniors. You're talking about guys that are out of time in college. I do think this is the one year that's going to affect the draft more than any other year because of COVID, because of what happened to extend these guys out another season.
I was going to say, not to mention the extra COVID year that some of these players got as well with their eligibility to extend that even further.
If you were one of those guys, I mean, like right now, if I thought I was going to be a fifth or sixth, I mean, I don't know, maybe not fifth, but a sixth or a seventh round pick, and that's where you're slated, and someone says, no, we really want you to stay at State U, and we're going to give you NIL money? How could you walk away from college at that point? I know if you, I mean, you're betting against
because
yourself.
You don't like college.
You're there to play football. You're not there for school.
Maybe you don't like your college coach.
Then you enter the transfer portal and go play somewhere else.
Maybe you don't like any college coach.
Well, then you go. Then
you don't want to actually have to go with the false narrative of going to class.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jeff. Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. He joins us next right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.